Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, it's Thursday and it's Thanksgiving. And after you emerge from your food coma tonight or tomorrow, you may be looking for something to do other than the marathon of consumerism that runs from Black Friday to Cyber Monday. And here with her suggestions is June Wolfe, arts reporter at the Boston Globe. Hey, June.
Hi.
Do any of your picks involve shopping this week?
Well, no. I don't think so.
Good. I think it'll be a pleasant change of pace. There are other things to do. What is your first pick?
It's a real fun one. It's called the Sing-Along Mary Poppins, and it's the fifth annual Sing-Along Mary Poppins at the Regent Theater in Arlington. And just as the title suggests, you will sing along to that Oscar-winning film, Mary Poppins.
That's fantastic. It's like Rocky Horror Picture Show, but
a little cleaned up.
A little cleaned up, yeah. You got chimney sweepers instead of drag queens.
There you go.
How does it work? Is there like a host who guides you through the sing-along?
Absolutely, and the host is very important because the host will lead the costume parade. So guests are invited to arrive in costume, either wearing the costume of a character or just some inspiration that they get from the movie. The host will lead you onto the stage from the aisles for the costume parade, and will also give you your free goodie bag of interactive props.
That's adorable. That's adorable. And June, of course, you know we have to do this.
Of course. You want to spell it?
No. Can you?
Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Hey! So that is Sing-Along Mary Poppins, starting Black Friday and running through Sunday at the Regent in Arlington. June, what's up next?
Well, we've got a lovely production of The Nutcracker by the Jose Mateo Ballet Theater. And while this production will have the characters, the story, the music that everyone's familiar with, the Jose Mateo Ballet Theater is a little different in its emphasis. So rather than all the pageantry, they really focus on the dancing. And what's also interesting about this particular production is they do it in three different venues. And one of the venues is their kind of home site, the Sanctuary Theater in Harvard Square. That's a site that's so fabulous because you're very close to the dancers. So you can literally see the sweat, see any costume should it have a little rip, which I'm sure it won't, and hear those toe shoes on the floor. And I do highly recommend any production that Jose Mateo does.
It sounds like it's the Nutcracker, which is normally something you go to for the kids, but this is a production that might have more appeal to the adults as well.
I think absolutely. And again, any production they do, especially in their home base of the Sanctuary Theater, is just lovely. Off-season, when it's not the Nutcracker time, you sit at little tables, you can get a glass of wine, and see everything up close and personal.
And this is a big year for the Jose Mateo Ballet Theater.
It is. It's their 25th anniversary.
So that's the Jose Mateo Nutcracker, starting on Friday and running through December 24th in both Cambridge and in Dorchester. More details on our website, radioboston.org. June, last thing to do this weekend in between all of the shopping.
Here is a real fun one. Even the name is fun. It's called the MIT Fat Chain Reaction. But in this case, fat does not refer to everything you've consumed today.
How we will all be feeling.
Yeah. It is called the Friday After Thanksgiving Chain Reaction event.
Okay.
So teams will create a mini chain reaction from all kinds of materials. And this year's theme to celebrate the 14th anniversary is sonnets.
Because a sonnet having 14 lines.
You got it.
This is a chain reaction of poems?
It could be anything you want. For example, you as a radio guy, you might take 14 radios, put them all next to each other, connect them with some kind of a cord, and let them go and make it a chain reaction.
That's really cool.
It is very cool. And they do this every year. And there are rules.
I imagine.
For example, the link in the chain reaction should be no wider than 2 feet, no taller than 4 feet, no longer than 6 feet. You use no chemicals. You can, however, use a little bit of baking soda and vinegar, if you remember all those volcanoes you made in elementary school.
I do. That's sophisticated stuff at MIT.
It is.
June, are you working on a chain reaction?
Yes, mine will be apple pies. I will link them all together. And I will eat them all.
You eat them all in sequence.
Succession. Yes.
Exactly. And comment on them in iambic pentameter. That's MIT's Fat Chain Reaction at MIT's Rockwell Cage Gymnasium tomorrow, 1 to 4 p.m. June Wolfe, arts reporter at the Boston Globe. Happy Thanksgiving, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Find a link to June's picks on our website, radioboston.org.
Stay with us. Still to come, another musical treat from Western Massachusetts, Fountains of Wayne. The group has a new CD and performs in our studio. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Adam Ragusea. This is Radio Boston.